I thank the Lord for the message this morning. God really wants us to be thankful.
He wants us to be thankful. I know I'm not thankful enough, but I want to be more thankful to the Lord, because we owe him our lives. We owe him everything, don't we?
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is wonderful.
Yes.
He's worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Amen. He's so worthy to be praised.
Amen.
And I thank him. I thank him. And I love him. Hallelujah. I've got some food for thought first before I minister the word. Some food for thought or something to think about. A Christian, and you've heard me say this before, but maybe you might want to write it down. I don't know. But anyway, it's something to think about. A Christian ought to be like a good watch. All gold. Open-faced. Well-regulated. Dependable. And filled with good works. Can anybody say amen to that?
Amen.
Amen. That's what a Christian ought to be. I mean, if you are a real Christian, you can be depended upon to do the thing that's right. Isn't that right? Because we don't have our own righteousness, but the righteousness of Jesus Christ. So we should be, the Lord should be able to wake us up at midnight and say, pray. And we'll pray. God wants us to be obedient to him.
Amen.
He really does. He wants us to stand firm for truth. Because in these last days, truth has been compromised. Isn't that right? So many people compromising. They won't tell it like it is. But God's got a few. Amen. Isn't that right? God got some people. Pastor Venable is one, and some other, God got some people that will tell it like it is. Live a holy life now. Live a holy life and tell it like it is. And that's what God's calling for tonight. Holiness. Holiness unto the Lord. Holiness unto the Lord. Amen. So, but tonight, we're going to look at Thessalonians chapter 5. Begin at verse 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Hallelujah. God is faithful.
Amen.
God is true. And this is a real good word. You know, the Apostle Paul wrote this. Apostle Paul wrote this to the people in Thessalonica. He wrote this epistle, as Pastor Ben mentioned this morning about the epistles, you know. Hallelujah. Which are the letters that the Apostle Paul wrote to the churches. He wrote them to the churches. Hallelujah. Have you got it? Give everybody a chance to get this. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, begin at verse 1. We're going to cover a few of these verses tonight. Hallelujah. But while you're getting there, I'm going to pray. Father, thank you for your people, Lord. Thank you for the house of God, your house, and for your people that we've come tonight to praise and to honor and to magnify and to worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. Lord, just have your way, Lord. Let your divine will be done in this service tonight. Let your glory fill this house, Lord. Let us see your glory. Let us see your power, your anointing, God. Just have your way, Lord. Show us your glory tonight, God. We claim the victory, Father, in Jesus' name and for the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
I really believe if we would do what the Word of God says in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. What did God say? Then he heard from heaven, didn't he? He'll hear from heaven, forgive our sin, and heal our land. I believe God will do that. I really do. Now, I'm looking to see some signs, wonders, and miracles. Amen? I really am. I'm looking to see, because God is moving in these services and calling us to higher heights and deeper depth in him. Isn't that right? I mean, now, the word is being preached, and it's left up to us to receive it. Because if two people can be sitting side by side, and the word of God can be going forth, and one person can be just getting filled up, getting blessed, getting strengthened. And the other one sitting right, won't be getting nothing. But it's left up to the individual. Isn't that right? We have to open our hearts and reach out to God. If we open our hearts and reach out to God, there's no limit to what God will do.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Because the Lord, he want to bless, he want to deliver, he want to heal. And I'm praying, and saints pray, so God add to the church. I pray God add to the church, and God will add to the church. Daily such as should be saved. Amen. But he's looking for you and me to bear the light, be light bearers, be followers of Christ. Amen. As dear children. One scripture said, be followers of Christ as dear children. And do what? Walk in love. My. Walk in love. If we don't have love, we don't have the Lord. How many of y'all know that? If we don't have love, we don't have God. Isn't that right?
Amen.
But hallelujah. But when we've got God, we have that love, don't we? And we love God first of all, and we love one another.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to the other. That love just flowing. Isn't that right? One to the other. Amen. But it comes from the Lord. It's not a fleshly thing. This is a godly thing. This is a spiritual thing. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Everybody got it?
Amen.
Have everybody got it?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Brother Terry, you want to read? You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, amen. He's got it. Hallelujah. He's got that little, what do you call that, a book? What is that you got?
Cell phone with Bible on it.
All right, great.
Well, I should say in it.
In it.
Not on it. In it.
Well, you see, I ask silly questions, don't I? Amen. But see, maybe I'll get one of those. I got a cell phone, but I got a cheap one. I got one of those, what we got?
Metro.
I got a Metro. So I guess if I buy one of those, I have to fork over a little money. Want a little more money? Will it cost a little more money? Have to be a smartphone. Yeah.
It is smart.
It sure outsmarts me. Amen. So let's see what the Word of God said. This is the Apostle Paul writing to the people in Thessalonica, the Thessalonian church. What did it say here?
The times and of the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you.
Stop right there. Of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. Now, in Matthew chapter 24, Mark chapter 13, and Luke chapter 21. Why don't you look at Matthew 24, beginning at verse 1. This is what Paul was talking about here. Just read a few verses in Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 to 3. And if you look in, of course, in Mark 13, Luke 21, it's the same thing. But let's get this here. Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 through 3, please. Hallelujah. But of the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. I don't need to write unto you. You don't have no need for me to write to you, but listen to what it says in Matthew 24. This is the reason why he said that to him. What did it say, brother?
And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. His disciples came to him for to show him the building. Mm-hmm. The disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?"
Amen. But he told them, "Take heed that they be not deceived." All right. You finished the third verse, right?
Yeah.
All right. Stay right. All right. All right. So the Apostle Paul was writing to the church, and I look at Thessalonians chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 9. I don't need to write unto you. You know we're living in the last days, is what he's saying. We know that the Lord is coming soon. We're in the end time. That's what he's telling them here. And listen to what he said in 4, 9, 1 Thessalonians. What is right over, close, right over here. What did it say? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 9.
But as touching brotherly love, let's
slow down. But as touching brotherly love, read. Have you got it?
Yeah, I got it. Just to outsmart me for a second.
I tell you, they mighty smart, aren't they? I probably don't need to get one. That's too smart for me.
That I write unto you.
As touching brotherly love, you don't need me to write unto you. You don't need me to write to you because you know to love one another. You know to love one another. Read the 10th verse.
And indeed, you do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia.
Mm-hmm.
Increase
more and more in love. Love. Hallelujah. Thank God. Glory be to God. That love. It's talking about the love of God tonight here. Hallelujah. But you don't need that I write unto you about this, because you know to love one another. You know the Lord is coming soon, and you know to love one another, saints of God. Trust God. Hold on to him. Live holy. Love one another. Verse 2 of 5th chapter there. The 5th chapter. Go back to the 5th chapter, brother.
I'm going.
All right. I'm sorry.
For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night.
Now you know the day of the Lord is coming as a thief in the night. I want you to read 2 Peter 3:10. The day is coming as a thief in the night. The day of the Lord is coming. In other words, the Lord is coming back. What's the Lord coming back? When he come back the next time, what's he coming for?
2 Peter.
Mm-hmm. 3:10. Is that what I said?
Mm-hmm.
All right. When the Lord come back again, what's he coming after?
Church.
After what?
Church.
The church. Isn't that right? Coming after his people. He's coming for his bride. That's what he's coming after.
Right.
When he come, he's coming after his bride. So we need to be ready. Live ready. Be ready daily. Not getting ready, but ready. Amen. Isn't that right? Ready to meet the Lord. Hallelujah. How do you know you're ready to meet the Lord? Jesus said, if you love me, what? You do what? Keep my commandments. If you love him, you'll keep his commandments. In other words, you do what he said do. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What does it say? Read.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
In the heavens. The heavens shall pass. And the elements shall melt with fervent heat,
mm-hmm.
earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up.
Now, but listen to this now. He's coming as a thief in the night, right? But not to his people. Isn't that right? Because Paul turned right around and said, but ye, brethren, you're not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Because we're looking for the Lord. Hallelujah. We're waiting on him. We're trusting and looking and waiting and living holy. Let my light shine, striving each day to please the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, we all fall short, as Brother Terry was saying. I know I fall real short many times. But then I try my best to repent. I do. I try to repent and make things right with God. I heard a preacher say on TV, one of these televangelists, he said, once you repent one time, you don't have to repent no more. Isn't that sad? That is my. They way out in left field somewhere. So sad. Amen. We fall short, and God wants us to repent. turn to him, obey his voice, do his will. He's calling us. Are we going to answer? Are we going to say, yes, Lord?
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. I want to say, yes, Lord. I want to say, Lord, what would you have me to do? Like Saul of Tarsus. I talked about him sometime. You know, I talked about him a while back, and Pastor Miller mentioned him again this morning, didn't he? Saul of Tarsus. When God knocked him down, Saul didn't know the Lord, but I tell you one thing, that was such a hard blow. That was such a hard blow. He knew it was some higher power. Hallelujah. See, God's got our number. God knows where we live. God's got our house number, our phone number. Tell him everything. He knows a thing about us, don't he?
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. But he's expecting something out of you and me. It's the scripture that I quote often. Michael 6 and 8. He have showed thee, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of thee? You mean tell me God requires something of you and me? Yes, he does. But to do justly, do what's right, do what's just. To love mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. God wants us to be merciful. Isn't that right? He does. He really wants. God showed his mercy to us. He wants to show mercy to others. Do justly, love mercy, and to do what? Walk humbly with our God. Walk humbly. God wants us to be humble witnesses. Isn't that right? Swift witnesses, but humble witnesses. Not puffed up with pride. God hates a proud look. How many of y'all know that? Proverbs 6 chapter speaks about some things God hates. These six things that the Lord hates. Yea, seven are abomination unto him. A proud look is at the top of the list. That's what caused the devil was lifted up with pride and he fell, didn't he? I mean, they knocked him out of heaven. They got him out of it, didn't they? He hit the ground. Hallelujah. My God. God don't tolerate sin, does he? He doesn't. I mean, God doesn't tolerate sin. And I know we're not perfect, but when we make a mistake, we sin, we repent.
Amen.
Turn to the Lord. Say, Lord, forgive me. I want to be right with you. I want to do your will. I want to please you. Hallelujah. And I thank God for a good Holy Ghost-filled church. We need the Holy Ghost, don't we?
Amen.
Amen. Ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be what? Witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. We're God's witnesses. We witness for him, don't we? Yes, we do. But above all, by letting our light shine. And many times you can be a witness by not saying a word. Just living holy. Isn't that right? Living pure. And when somebody come on and tell you dirty jokes, no, I don't want to hear no dirty jokes. So, well, you think you're better than others? No, I don't think I'm better than other people. Just a follower. Just trying to do the will of God. Trying to please the Lord. That's the main thing. Striving to please God. Amen.
Amen.
Because he's coming soon. Amen. What does read the next verse, Brother Terry?
Looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God,
mm-hmm.
wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved and the elements shall melt away with fervent heat.
Amen. Go back to Thessalonians. Amen. He was reading Peter, but he's going back to Thessalonians chapter 5. We're going to continue here. Hallelujah. Does Dougie have to help you with the smartphone?
Go ahead. Hit the wrong button. 1 Thessalonians 5:3 says, For when they shall say peace and safety,
mm-hmm.
then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape.
Stop right there. Amen. Read Isaiah chapter 13. Verses 6-9. Isaiah. Uh-huh. You're back in the Old Testament now. You're going to the Old Testament now. Isaiah chapter 13, verses 6-9. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I get it.
Got it?
Yeah, Isaiah 16.
No, 13.
13:6-9.
Yes.
It says, "How ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand."
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
The land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it.
Amen. Isn't that plain? People don't know the Lord. Amen. Are lost. Is that right? People that don't know the Lord, they are lost. The word,
amen.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be what? Damned. Hallelujah. But to the ones that know him, he said, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink in the deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." How many of y'all believe that? God meant what he said, didn't he? And God said what he meant. So we need to believe God. We need to believe God. Amen. When we pray for something, we need to believe God's going to do it. And when God does it, we all need to say, "Oh, I can't believe it." See, God don't want us to do that. He wants us to say, "I believe it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord." And let me say this now. At least we can say thank you for doing it, Lord, can't we? Can't we do it? At least say thank you for doing it, Lord. Amen. But let's don't say, "I can't believe it." And we praying, got other people praying. Let's believe God's going to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is on the throne. How about read Hosea 13:13. Hosea. Yeah, 13:13. You got it?
Yeah.
Anybody else got it?
No.
Hallelujah. Hosea 13:13. Yes, ma'am. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea. All right. 13:13. Hallelujah. Thank God. God is calling us to holiness. God's calling his people to holiness. Isn't that right? He really is. The Bible said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." It is written to be holy, to mean to be set apart for the work of God. Set apart so God can use you anywhere he want to use you. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. God might tell you to pray. At 3:00 in the morning, he wants us to do it. Hallelujah. God doesn't tell us to do anything we can't do. But he wants us to grow up and stand up and be filled up with the Spirit of God. Be ye filled with the Spirit. The Bible says, "Be not drunk with wine, for in his excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Isn't that right? Be filled with the Spirit. But it's... And you know, we're coming up on the Christmas season, Thanksgiving and Christmas season, and that Christmas season, people drink themselves into stupors, don't they? Some of them do, but not us, not God's people. Thank God, we're celebrating the birth of our Savior, our Lord and King, that came down here. He made this earth, and he came down here in this earth on his own, on his good green earth. Didn't he? And he walked about doing good. healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we are his followers. We're followers of Christ, a disciple of Christ, a follower of Christ, a learner of Christ, a doer of Christ. Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Just to hear the word of God and not do it, it's like a man going to look in the mirror. And while he's standing there, he knows what he looked like. When he turns and go away, forget what manner of man he is. And it's when you hear the word of God and you don't take it to heart. We got to take this word to heart. We got to do what it says. Thank God. Hallelujah. And it's, you know, the word of God saying, forsake not of the assembling of yourselves together. As a man of some is. Hallelujah. But so much the more. 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 As you see the day approaching, as you see it getting close to the coming of the Lord, go out to the house of God and worship. Worship. Worship God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's like this morning, the message on worshiping God. God is calling for worship. Hallelujah. What's God worth to you tonight? Hallelujah. What is he worth to you? He's so faithful. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus came down here and he suffered, didn't he? I mean, they lied on him. They lied on Jesus. Tried to kill him, didn't they? On one occasion, they took him. He brought the truth to him, and they took him to the brow of a hill. They said it was on a hill. Took him to the brow of a hill to throw him off headlong. But he just went right through the midst of them on his way. Isn't that right? Thank God, because he's God. They did not know who he was. Isn't that right? You know why? It's because they didn't really want to know. But the ones that wanted to know, he revealed himself to them. Jesus said, this is the condemnation that light is coming to the world. And men love darkness rather than light. Amen. Because their deeds were evil. Amen. And that's still today, isn't it? People got evil stuff they won't do, and they won't come to the light. Lest their deeds should be reproved. Isn't that right? They won't come to the light. Jesus is the light. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father except by me. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He is. He is the way. There's no other way. Amen. There's no other right way, is it? No other right way. Amen. Only true way. Because there's a right way and there's a wrong way. Isn't that right? Jesus said, enter in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and what? Few there be that find it. Few there be that find it. Hallelujah. Thank God. And Jesus said, strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many shall seek to enter in and shall not be able. Amen. That's why we got to pray for our loved ones. Isn't that right? We got to pray for the unsaved people. Amen. That God would help them. God would enlighten them. God would save them, because people are so pleasure-oriented today. So many, isn't that right? I mean, they love pleasure. The Bible said they'd be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Hallelujah. We're living in a time when they're saying to, they said, prophesy unto us smooth things. We don't hear the truth. Prophesy deceit. That's what people want. They want to hear. They want to hear things that they want to do. That's not like God now. Hallelujah. And You can talk to people and you can talk about God, and then someone says, "Well, but don't mention Jesus' name." Amen. Don't mention the name of Jesus. Amen. Because it's power in that name. That's the only name that can save us. Isn't that right? Neither is there salvation in any other, but there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And people are trying to climb up some other way, and they're the thief and the robber, and they cannot enter into God's kingdom. My. God help us tonight. Lord, help me tonight. I really need help. I want to be more like the Lord is what I'm saying. I want to be more like him. I need some more Jesus to go with the Jesus I've already got so I can be more like him. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's faithful tonight, saints. He's true. Yes. He's holy and pure. And he's calling you and me to holiness. All right, what's the next verse in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5? What does the next verse say? Verse 4, right? Are we in 4?
Three,
all right. Read it.
For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as prevail upon a woman with a child, and they shall not escape.
Verse 4.
But ye, brethren, are not in darkness.
You're not in darkness.
They should overtake you as
a thief. They're going to overtake you as a thief. You're not in darkness. All right, verse 5.
Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day.
You are the children of light and the children of the day. Read.
We are not.
We're not of night nor of darkness, but we're children of the light, right? We're children of the day. We're followers of Christ. That's what Apostle Paul is letting them know, talking to them here. But read on.
Therefore, let us not sleep as do others.
Therefore, let us not sleep as do others.
But let us watch and be sober.
Let us watch and be sober. The Bible tells us to watch. Isn't that right? Watch and be sober. Hallelujah. Let us watch and be sober. Thank God. 1 Peter 5:8. Read that for me, please. Let us watch and be sober. You know, Jesus said watch and pray, didn't he? Isn't that what he said? I remember years ago, I was a young Christian living in Louisville, Kentucky. That's my home. And we used to have prayer meetings. We'd go in a certain night and get down and pray. Everybody get on their knees and pray. And one night, we was there praying, and somebody came in while we was there praying and stole something out of somebody's purse, did some stealing. But you better believe, after that, somebody started watching while we was praying. Isn't that right? Somebody got them started watching. It's good to pray, but somebody needs to be watching. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. I mean, the devil will try to steal you blind. If you let him, the Bible tells us to be wise as serpent and harmless as doves. Wise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What does it say? What does that verse say? Who is the adversary? Who is our adversary? The devil, isn't that right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If the devil can come in here and sit down beside you and be comfortable, I think something's wrong. Don't you? Isn't that right? I mean, because, hallelujah, we're children of God. The devil shouldn't be comfortable around us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He sure wasn't comfortable around Jesus, was he? My. We know who you are. You're the Holy One of God. You come to torment us before the time. They know hell is their portion. They know the Bible says hell was made for what? Devil and his angels. But there's so many people going, intruding into it. I mean, God said, you know what the word of God say? God had, hallelujah. That's what I'm trying to get to, brother. That's what the devil said. I'm like, thank you, my brother. Hell have therefore enlarged herself and opened her mouth without mercy, because so many people intruding into somewhere they shouldn't be. Because hell wasn't made for us, really. Made for the devil and his angels. and people that's following the devil, thank God that's where they're going to end up unless they repent and turn to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And turn to the Lord. And get right. Get saved. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Thank God. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Let's seek you to behind. God is so faithful and true and just and holy and pure. Let's lift him up, saints of God. Let's live so that Jesus will smile on us. You got that song, haven't you? Hallelujah. I want the Lord to smile on me. I really want God to smile on me. I don't want him to frown on me. Glory be to God. Saints, pray that God would help us to be Christians. To be Christians. Amen? And that's what I ask you to pray for me, because I pray for my sweetheart and I, that we'll be Christians. Amen? Pastor Venom, Sister Venom, they're Christians. Amen? Hallelujah. They're fighting the good fight of faith, isn't that right? And we are too. We're fighting the good fight of faith. The Bible said, fight the good fight of faith and do what? Lay hold on eternal life.
Amen.
Fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Thank God we're fighting the good fight of faith because we've fallen in the steps of Jesus. And we want to walk so close to the Lord. And hallelujah. Every time we take a step, we take a step right in his track. I want to be that close to him.
Amen.
I really do. Are you that close to him? No. But I really want to be. Saints, let's pray.
Yes,
let's really believe God. And thank God for Pastor Venom and Sister Venom that's standing for the truth. Let's hold their hands up. Amen? And let's be a special blessing to them through the holidays, all right? Let's do what we can to bless them that they'll be encouraged. They need to be encouraged. Isn't that right? You better believe they do. Hallelujah. May God bless you tonight. Now, let's play that song, my brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. Glory, Lord is so, so good. He's